Welcome to God First with Brian C. Thomas, a program committed to encouraging you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let's join Brian C. Thomas for today's message.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
Welcome to God First Bible Prophecy Edition. My name is Brian Thomas, and as always, I am so honored and delighted to join you this week. And I have with me today a special guest who is here to talk about the topic of the Great Reset. I have with me Dr. Bruce Logan, who is a teacher, conference speaker, and Bible college instructor, and he is the founder of Dr. Bruce Logan Ministry. So, Dr. Logan, I want to thank you so much for coming on to speak with us today.
Hey, amen. God bless you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. So, a few weeks ago, you sent some material to me concerning this topic of the Great Reset, and we exchanged some text messages, and I thought to myself, this is something that we need to share to a wider audience. And so I asked you if you would come on the program to talk about it, and you so graciously accepted the invitation. And as we opened the program, you heard Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and he was speaking in this language of the opportunity for a reset. And that's language that we've been hearing a lot more and more lately. So what I would like for you to do to start out is tell our listeners, for any that are not familiar with this term, the Great Reset, can you explain to them at a high level what the Great Reset is? And then we'll unpack it into greater detail as we go along.
Yes, sir. The Great Reset, in essence, is a blueprint for a global economic strategy for a radical restructuring of the world's economies. It is led by a gentleman by the name of Klaus Schwab. And he is the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, or the WEF, who meets in Switzerland every January. Now, along with the World Economic Forum, there are also individuals and other global elites, including the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, and also other prominent global organizations like the World Trade Organization and many prominent world big business leaders and powerful government leaders, like you mentioned, Justin Trudeau and also Prince Charles are all a part of it. And basically, and also, and this is very important for your listeners to get, is that the quote unquote president-elect Joe Biden actually centered his entire campaign on the idea of a global reset. You're probably familiar with the term Build Back Better, mm-hmm. which was a common theme in his campaign. And basically, that's a common theme was actually taken from the world, the global reset movement. So basically what it is, it's a radical restructuring of global world capitalism for a reset of basically America's capitalism, because what you have to keep in mind is that in addition to being a great reset, as being referred to as a great reset, you have to keep in mind what this really is a great deception. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say it's a great deception is because they're using world and global language. When you hear the people referring to this, they're using world and global language. And they're referring about, and they're using the term restructuring of global capitalism. But now, if you critically think through the words that they're using, you would come to realize that the world is not capitalist. United States is a capitalist country, and most of the rest of the world are either socialist or straight communist. And so right now, the United States is the largest world military and economic power, basically, in history. And in order for this global reset to really, this global utopia, which they're really referring to, in order for it to really take place, the United States economy has to be transformed. So that's really what they're saying without saying it. And then when you look at our national leaders, particularly Joe Biden and his administration and most Democrats, they are strongly advocating and using world reset language. global reset language. So in a nutshell, they want to reshape capitalism and restructure global economies to mimic a great socialist one world type of government. Just to give you real quick an example, I just wanted to give this quote that I actually took from the website of the WEF. It says the world should adopt more socialistic policies such as wealth taxes, additional regulations, and massive Green New Deal big government programs. Also, it goes on to say on their website and their about page, it says every country, and listen to this, and this is key, every country from the United States to China must, and this is not me making this up, I'm quoting directly from their website, it says must participate in every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed, wrote Klaus, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum.
Wow.
In short, in this same website, and it says, it goes on to say, in short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Schwab also said that all aspects of our societies and economies must be revamped from education to social contracts and working conditions. So notice the language is being used, words like must and every and global and the world, meaning that they're trying to implement and bring about this one world system. And that's what, in essence, what the Great Reset is all about. And what they're doing is that they're trying to use COVID-19 as an excuse to be able to implement this global reset initiative.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And in the tone of it, when you hear these people speak, it sounds like they really think that they are smarter. They're just more intelligent than the common man. So therefore, they need to show us what to do because we don't know ourselves. And so they need to show us how to get into what you made mention of, utopia. Those are their words, of course, not your words, but they seem to think that right. There's this utopia out there. And on that note, there's an article that I came across in Breitbart. In the article, I just want to read an excerpt from it. It reads, quote, "The Great Reset has been trending on Twitter. Once you're familiar with what it means for the future of our civilization, you'll understand why. Put simply, it is the blueprint for a complete transformation of the world economy. There will be no money, no private property, no democracy. Instead, every decision, what you do for a living, how much stuff you consume, whether you can take a vacation, will be decided for you by a remote, unaccountable elite of experts." Now, Dr. Logan, I feel confident that you feel the way that I do. When you look at a society where we won't own anything, when you look at a society in which every decision is going to be made for you, the job that I have, I won't be able to decide how to go and make a living. Someone is going to tell me. Someone is even going to tell me what to eat and to drink, when to go on a vacation. That does right. not sound like an environment in which we would be happy in. So speak to this component of this Great Reset.
Yes, that quote from Breitbart, I also saw that same quote. And basically what it's about is that it is part of the plan. It is adding more layers of detail to the big picture plan that they have regarding making the world a one world government. Basically, what we're seeing is the advocation of Marxism. And I don't know how much your audience might be familiar with Karl Marx, but Karl Marx is actually the grandfather or the godfather of this world socialist movement. And this is the language. He actually wrote a book called the Communist Manifesto. You may have heard of it. Mm-hmm. And in this Communist Manifesto, this was the type of language that he used. He said basically that the average citizen, we're not smart enough to basically make decisions for ourselves. So we need overlords, so to speak, in order to make decisions for us and in order to make the world a better world. And so basically it's a strict socialist type of system that they want to implement. The problem is this, is that the United States is the largest, is one of the very few free market economies left in the world. And I believe Australia is one, and I believe there may be a few others, but hands down, the United States is by far and away the largest, the biggest economy. Even during the downtime, our economy is better than everybody else's. And so when, in order for, and this is very important, and this is something that I've been really, really paying attention to as I've been observing this, that in order for this global, quote unquote, global reset to take place, the United States economy has to be brought down, because history records and lets us know that socialism cannot achieve the same level of economic prosperity and success as capitalism and free market. Yes, capitalism and free market does have flaws, because any system that's implemented by flawed human individuals are going to be flawed. But from a big picture and from a principle standpoint, capitalism have raised more people out of poverty than any other system in the history of the world. Capitalism has done more good for the world than any other system that there is in the world. If socialism was going to be this great utopia, then when Europe formed the EU, when they merged all their economies together, then, you know, that should have been their European utopian moment right there. Mm-hmm. But yet they did not, because they implemented from a socialist worldview, they were not able to achieve the same level of economic success, or not even close, as a matter of fact, as the United States has been able to achieve. And so in order for this great reset to happen, it's really an indictment or an attack on the United States economy. And that's what people need to understand, because even though they're using these words like global and world and all countries, really what they're saying is the United States. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is that they're using COVID-19, and I'll speak to this more later, but they're using COVID-19 as an excuse or tool in order to bring this about.
Well said. And there are people that are listening, and I know you've heard it. There are those out there that say, oh, this stuff is just conspiracy. They say you guys are conspiracy theorists. You're just searching for things. But we just played in the opening. We heard the Prime Minister of Canada. He used the language. He said it has provided an opportunity for a reset. And there have been many other world leaders that we hear saying the same thing, the same language. So I want you to listen to former Secretary of State John Kerry in the words that he had to say concerning this topic.
The citizens of the United States have just done a great reset. We've done a great reset. And it was a record level of voting.
So again, that's former Secretary of State John Kerry. Yep. He's referring to the recent election that we just had, with the presidential election in the forefront. And he is applauding. He said there was record turnout. And of course, we know there is investigations going on right now to find out, are these numbers legit? But he's saying there's been this great reset. So we've heard the Prime Minister of Canada. We hear John Kerry, and there are so many others that are using the same language. And you touched earlier on the World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, and the fact that they have this annual summit. And so coming up next year, the theme is the Great Reset. And people, if you want to check this out for yourself, you can go to their website. It's right there. But the interesting thing is they're going to hold this annual summit in Switzerland in 2020, from the dates of May 18th to May 21st. What I find interesting, Dr. Logan, the Nation of Israel celebrates its 73rd anniversary on May 14th. I always have an eye on Israel, and I look at the proximity of this event and the Nation of Israel and their anniversary. Also, Pentecost will be May 23rd. So you see right there, sandwiched in between this anniversary of Israel and the day of Pentecost, you see this great reset summit that is coming. I believe that there are a lot of people in the church that do not take notice of those type of events, that these type of things are going on and what the Bible has to say. But speak to this, if you will, about the fact that they're having this summit that is called the Great Reset. That's the theme of it.
Right. Well, this summit actually I just heard right before I called in, is that I believe they're talking about changing the date from because it's normally held every year in January, this World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. And I understand that they're changing it to May. Is that correct?
That's correct. May the 18th through the 21st.
They changed it to May 18th through the 21st. And so, yes, the fact that they sandwiched it in there is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, the excuse that they're using is, for changing the date, because it's been in January since the beginning. Mm-hmm. But the excuse that they're using for changing the date to May is they're using COVID-19 as an excuse. You know, the travel and the lockdowns, the COVID-19, they're using that's their excuse that they're using. But what I found really interesting was that I was listening to earlier today was a promo, let me just pause, because you mentioned, because I wanted to address that. You mentioned that a lot of people consider this as a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say to everyone who has this in their mind, we're just talking conspiracy. A conspiracy is when you just have an idea, when you have a theory, but you don't have proof. Okay. But once you have evidence, you know, in a court of law, once you have DNA, once you have videotape evidence, once you have eyewitness testimony, it's no longer a theory after that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we have is actual physical evidence that this is what the world is planning. But yes, getting back to the scheduling of the date, I firmly believe that what we have here. Now, I'm not a date setter when it comes to that. I believe in that the Lord is coming back again. I'm not a date setter, so I want to make sure we make that clear, because somebody might misinterpret what I'm saying. But I absolutely do believe that we do have dates that are very significant in terms of from a biblical perspective. And the fact that this is sandwiched in could be has a lot to do with the attention that the world is going to have on this event. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that I believe that the enemy does is that he wants to keep our attention distracted away from something else he may be doing, okay, or something else that God would have us to really be aware of. And if you notice that in that posting of that date, they also mentioned the 2030 project, okay? Mm-hmm. The 2030 is when they want to, is when their plan is to have all of this come into, and we're only talking 9 years now, mm-hmm. in order for all this to come into full fruition. So that's another date from the standpoint of the globalists. When you see the term 2030, your listeners need to be able to connect the dots when you hear that term 2030, or when you hear other terms like the Great Reset, or when you hear like American politicians are famous for saying all this year they've made Joe Biden made the term famous, Build Back Better. Mm-hmm. And I can also speak to that, because that's another issue. Because for the first 3 years of this current administration, we were setting record economic activity, record economic growth, record job growth, record GDP. And so basically what they're telling us, that you're going to do everything the exact opposite of what caused the record economic activity, and you're going to do everything exact opposite, but it's going to come out better. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So in other words, they are really taking a lot of listing Americans as really not being intelligent. I'm gonna just put it mildly. Mm-hmm. But if you're discerning, you know, we should be able to really understand and really pick up on the language of what's going on. And then if you go right directly to the World Economic Forum website, where they talk about the Great Reset. They are changing language. For example, they are taking, when they talk about the stock market, instead of shareholders, they want stakeholders. Mm. Think about that. Mm-hmm. All right. All of these things have a major consequence on every individual life who own a share of the market, who own property, who own a home. You know, we all will be negatively or adversely affected if this so-called great reset is to take place.
Right. And you mentioned 2030. For, again, people, for right. those of you who think, well, this is conspiracy, like you said, Dr. Logan, there's proof out there. There's evidence. These individuals evidence. That are behind this agenda, they are not keeping it hidden anymore. It's in plain view. If you want to just go out to Twitter, the World Economic Forum, its account, it had a tweet recently that stated, quote, "You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. This is how our world could change by 2030, end quote. So they are putting that right out there, that they are trying, they are pushing for this. And also, if you go to the World Economic Forum's website, which is weforum.org, there's a page there. So if you type in that website, and then if you go /great-reset, there's a quote that reads, "There is an urgent need for global stakeholders," just like you just mentioned, Dr. Logan, "to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis to improve the state of the world. The World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative." So in the final minutes that we have, let's speak to COVID-19. You've already touched on it, but COVID-19 and the vaccine, how does it really factor into this Great Reset?
Okay, first of all, let me just talk about the vaccine first, because this is something that I'm going to keep my eye on. Very, very, and if you're a believer, we should really pay attention to this. Mm-hmm. If they, because I'm hearing talk, and it's not confirmed, but I'm hearing rumors and talk from different sources that there are certain elements within our government, or within the world government, in fact, that want to make the taking of this vaccine as mandatory. Mm-hmm. So in other words, and wrap your mind around this, you're going to have some sort of identification showing that you've had the vaccination before you can go into a store, a restaurant. This is being talked about, and from what I understand, that's going to be on the agenda in the coming May World Economic Forum conference. So that's point number one. So that should be very alarming just in and of itself. All right. So on the other side of that coin is the fact that we're talking about a pandemic that has a, and listen to this is really key, a 99% survival rate. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Right.
We're talking about a pandemic that has a 99% survival rate. We're talking about a pandemic that since February has been distorted and misrepresented completely. So in other words, when they say that, so they count all the millions of people that have died, and those numbers have been manipulated, because what they did, and this was the department of, what was the department that, the CDC, I'm sorry, the CDC, mm-hmm. actually in September posted a report that was picked up by the New York Times, and you can go back and look at it, and basically they acknowledged that when they were accumulating their data, what they did is that they combined the mortality deaths from COVID, and they combined two things. They combined the deaths with COVID and the deaths from COVID. And if you pay attention to the language, the two are completely different things. Mm-hmm. The death. So for example, they reported people that died of stage 3 stomach cancer. When they did the autopsy, they found that they tested positive for COVID. So that person would go into death in the COVID death list. Right. In the statistics. But that person didn't die from COVID. That person died from stage 3 stomach cancer. They've had people that died in car accidents and all different other types of calamities. And they all went into that COVID list, death list, whereas it should have been separated. In other words, if you died and you was perfectly healthy, you didn't have any pre-existing conditions, and you contracted COVID and a week later you died, That should have been a different category than people who died from other maladies and end up being tested positive for COVID. So that was one of the ways that these numbers have been manipulated. And when this level of manipulation, we have to realize it was not by chance, not by accident. This was all planned and strategized. Okay, so that's very important that your listeners, you know, really understand that this is a big picture thing that's really going on here, not only in the United States, but around the world. But also with the COVID-19, we're talking about that over 90% of all the mortalities were people 70 and over with pre-existing conditions. So now they're talking about using that data in order to manipulate in such a way, in order to use that as an excuse to come to do this great reset. It's not just the COVID-19. They want to combine COVID-19 with the what they call "quote unquote" climate change or the climate crisis, which that's I can do a whole another segment on that. Okay, but that's the whole idea. They need it in order for it to bring this all to pass and all to fruition. They needed some kind of crisis,
right.
And so they're using COVID-19 as that crisis. And this is the one last point that I want to make. And I just want to introduce this thought, and then we'll talk about it on the next set, next installment. But if you go YouTube in January, Donald Trump actually did a speech at the World Economic Forum this past January, and in my estimation, it was one of the best speeches that he ever gave. And it talked about the greatness of America. It talked about how America. And then when he said this one statement, you can see the air go out of the room. He made this one statement: America is now the leading exporter of fossil fuel in the world. So we're no longer dependent upon Europe, no longer dependent upon OPEC. And because America, our energy, we're at the cutting edge and the leading edge of energy production and energy exports in the world. And you can just feel the air go out of the room, because that put a dent in everything that they had been planning. And then a month later, COVID became a big deal. So now when you want to talk about conspiracy, I'm not saying that was the connection, but you know, in my opinion, you know, it's suspect.
Well, folks, we are all out of time, so we will press the pause button for this week. I want to thank you for joining us, and please come back next week as we will continue with part two of The Great Reset with Dr. Bruce Logan. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel, and to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.